Sweat Technique.
Coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Killer Bees
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
713-780-ESPN. Mariners lost a baseball game. They got swept.
That's unreal.
By the Baltimore Orioles.
The Orioles got talent.
I mean, talent, but production, you know?
Yeah. Think your boy Elias is going to have a job at the end of the year?
I don't know. I mean, if they keep this up, they're going to have to make a run. I mean, what? It's new ownership.
The
guy died.
The guy that you're...
Wasn't it Angelos?
It was the guy that was mad at their TV announcer.
That guy died.
He did?
Recently?
Peter Angelos. Passed away March 23rd, 2024. That was last year.
That doesn't sound right.
It doesn't sound right that he died?
No, it doesn't sound right that whether he sold the team.
I thought I remember of clips of him talking to the media in season. Maybe it was the season before. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that... Because
there was a contentious back and forth. Apparently he doesn't talk to the media very often. And then when he did, it was pretty contentious. I thought that was during last season.
Maybe it was his son
season.
Then, because I know after the season was over, press conference... Someone said some really dumb stuff and was being hyper protective, but
no, yeah, the Orioles had suspended Kevin Brown, who's like the nicest guy in the world, July 23rd, 2023. So like that was 2 years ago. Angelos died last year. Who was the owner, longtime owner?
Okay,
yeah, I don't know who is the new owner, but.
Yeah. Or wasn't it just inherited by his family?
It might have been. I don't know if they've sold it since then. I feel like I would have heard that.
I feel like it was his son that was involved already to some degree.
They sold. They're currently led by a group that's led by David Rubenstein.
No idea.
He bought them. He was approved March 27, 2024, which was like days after the death. Peter Angelos. Angelos died 3 days before the approval was made on this new guy.
Didn't even
this
wait
is
till the
fishy.
Body was cold.
I mean, maybe there's a reason that the body was dead.
They skipped the autopsy?
It's a little weird.
Skipped the autopsy?
It's a little weird that he was approved 3 days after Angelos died.
Conspiracy theory?
The family
that's interesting.
To cash out.
I mean, Angelos was 94.
And the family probably just wanted to cash out. They had no interest in trying to keep it going.
I do. I mean, obviously, it was for sale before Angelos died, and maybe he had already turned over like the controlling interest to like his heirs or whatever. But yeah, I mean, it's kind of fishy. Angelos dies on the March 24th.
It's a small window,
and then they approve it on the 27th. Sheesh, man. Probably didn't even have his funeral yet. Poor Peter Angelos. Nothing poor about him.
Nothing poor. Yeah.
I hate when people say that. Poor rich guy. There is nothing poor about him. 713-780-ESPN. Did you send threats to Joe Burrow after the Super Bowl loss since you missed your recliner, Blaine? I don't do that. That's the lowest form of people. And I like Joe Burrow. We had a great time those 15 seconds. All right. So Anthony Richardson, 15. It has been announced that he has a shoulder injury and he's going to miss all the way up until training camp. They think he's going to be back at training camp. I feel really good about buying a bunch of Daniel Jones stock.
Yeah, after what we talked about, we already thought that Daniel Jones was going to get – I thought Daniel Jones was going to get the majority of the snaps anyway, but now there's a built-in excuse because now welcome to quarterback gate in Indy. And is he throwing? Is he rehabbing all the way in training camp? You might get that in Indianapolis.
Out indefinitely with injury to the throwing shoulder, will miss mini camp. Shane Steichen said he's hopeful that he'll be ready for training camp. So we'll see. Now, this does lead us to the Stroud thing, which the Strouded in mystery.
Is C.J. Stroud throwing the football, or is he still just a spectator on the sidelines? Sideline. Whatever. Is he even alive? There's no way to know. Because this Texans offseason is shrouded in mystery.
Shrouded in mystery this offseason. Which, why is this relevant, Branham? Shoulder injuries don't go away. And I know that Anthony Richardson had surgery. CJ Stroud is not. But shoulder injuries do not go away. Just saying.
Especially from a guy like Richardson who makes his production on running, and so a lot of times running people over.
I'm concerned about Stroud.
As a quarterback, you got to make your production on throwing to it. It was bad before.
Yeah, it was already bad before.
Richardson sets records with his throwing ability.
Modern record for
lowest completion percentage in NFL history. Yeah. Well, I guess not NFL history. It's modern history.
I think he only completed, what, 3 games his rookie year?
Well,
something like that.
Shoulder injuries don't go away. That's what I'm terrified for. All right, I'm getting distracted again. That's what I'm getting terrified about with Stroud. Shoulder injuries just don't disappear. Stroud had an IT band at Ohio State. He nearly missed week 2 of his rookie year with a shoulder injury. He's got general shoulder soreness now.
Guys, I want to tell you about my shoulder soreness. I'm the General John McClane.
I was wondering where you were going with that, but you meant general soreness. That's not bad. Actually, I enjoyed that. That was pretty good. But, yeah, that's the latest on AFC South quarterbacks. The big quarterback news on the day, though, fitting that Aaron Rodgers one-upped Anthony Richardson's storyline by agreeing to go to Pittsburgh. He's a Pittsburgh Steeler. What do you think about that?
I didn't think he was coming back. I thought that he was milking the attention, but, you know, it was basically, finally, I'm glad it's put to bed because we've been dealing with it for so long. Is he playing? Won't he play? People calling him out when he's not on their roster. Joy Taylor basically reaming him for not showing up for OTAs when he wasn't on the team. Like, let's just see what he can do now. Is he better than Russell Wilson? I'd like to say yes, but does it make the Steelers... How much better does it make the Steelers than what they've had? I don't know, because he was basically less than with the Jets.
I feel like you're being a little unfair to the back half of his year last year. Like, Rodgers finished statistically, and statistics I don't really love in football when it comes to, like, winning and losing on the gridiron. Fantasy, it matters, but obviously not on the gridiron. Rodgers' last half of last year was pretty good.
Okay, but also, they weren't very good. They were throwing it all over the field, and... For his 2 years in the Jets, I don't think anybody was going to say that they were pleased. You lose the first one with the Achilles, but after that, and even going into starting with the Jets, he wasn't great when he left Green Bay.
That's fair. But if you look at those last, I mean, I don't know. Let's go. How many games do you want to go back for Rodgers last year?
I mean, you're saying the
try
last
to get
eight. If you're saying it's the back half, yeah. I mean,
right,
say
let's go eight. Last eight games for Aaron, 5, 6, 7, 8. The first one of the last eight didn't start off with a bang. They lost 31-6 to Arizona. But he threw for 151 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions. Second game, 22-29, 2 touchdowns. Didn't throw for a ton of yards, but didn't turn it over. They lost the game by 1 to the Colts.
Any picks?
No, I said no picks.
Okay, I didn't hear it.
Maybe I didn't. They lost by 5 to Seattle, 21-39, 185 yards, 2 touchdowns, a pick. They lost in overtime at Miami, 27-39, 339 yards, a touchdown, no picks. They won at Jacksonville, 16-30, 289, 3 touchdowns, no picks. They got beat by the Rams 19-9, 28-42, 256 yards, a touchdown, no picks. Got hammered at Buffalo, 12-18, 112, no touchdowns, 2 picks. Worst game by far. And then season finale, they beat Miami 32-20, 23-36, 274, 4 touchdowns, 1 pick. That's better than Russ, at minimum.
Sure, he can be better than Russ. But, I mean, there were 3 games in there that kind of stood out to me with 300 or close to it. It's great that he kept his picks down, but...
I mean, that's all Pittsburgh wants him to do, though, right? Like, Pittsburgh's not asking him to come in here and throw 300 yards every game. Like, come be a really good game manager. Don't turn it over. Let our defense win.
Well, good luck with that.
I think they'll have to, because they'll have fewer targets than he had in New York last year,
The big thing is you're going to be able to control him, too, with his ego, because he's going to check out of everything to call whatever plays he wants to run, no matter how conservative you want to be.
You hate Rodgers so much.
It was so annoying. And you know why? Because when you see what once he left and LaFleur was actually getting the plays called that he wanted to run and getting total control of the offense, LaFleur proved to be a pretty damn good play caller, but Rodgers would overrule everything he sent in.
The other thing I'd be concerned about as a Steelers fan, like, when did Rodgers' season take off? It took off after he got Devontae back in the mix. Like,
no, it took off when he recovered from the Achilles.
Took 8 weeks?
Yeah, they always talk about Achilles takes like an extra year to get back, like to back all the way. Like, he came back, he hurt his Achilles the start of the game one of the 2023 season. Mm-hmm. He started the year with the team. Like, he was back in 12 months. Like, he wanted to come back for the playoffs, which was ridiculous and never going to happen. And maybe because he's an attention, you know what. But that's a pretty good recovery for a dude in his 40s, that he's back week one from an Achilles tear the year before, and they talk about the Achilles being like an 18-month injury.
But at the same time, with the expectations of what do we expect with him with Pittsburgh, he's in his 40s. He's had a major injury. He had a decent second half of the season. And what's he working with? Does he have a good running game? He's got
– no.
You know, they traded their best
Jalen Warren's
he's got DK
right.
Metcalf.
What if Caleb Johnson's good?
Yeah, it's an unknown rookie, sure.
I mean, I think they're – I mean, I don't know if they'll be better than last year, but Caleb Johnson has a shot to be better as a running back than –
the Najee?
Name. Yeah. Najee, a lot of people don't like Najee.
No, Najee's a plotter. I mean, that's fair. Caleb Johnson could certainly
but
be more
explosive. Their offensive line hasn't been great either in the last couple of years. They were trying to upgrade it, but overall, you know that he's not going to be scrambling around. You got to protect him. Your running game is your – like you guys just said, you got rid of one of your two best receivers after you brought in what's going to be your number one receiver in DK Metcalf. I think you need some more help there.
No, they don't have great receivers after DK. That is true. But they do have a good defense. Like, they're not asking Rodgers to throw for 4,500 yards.
So my point on that is you got to be able to pull the reins back on him because he everywhere he goes, he wants to have full control of being able to audible out and call what he wants.
Well, isn't that the same thing we want Stroud to do?
I don't want – they want – I never heard that.
Everybody talks about how Stroud had no authority to change the play or change
right,
the scheme
but
and how that was a huge
play.
Negative.
He's gonna poo-poo anything that he poo-pooed in Green Bay for sure. And there were signs with the Jets, especially when after Saleh left, because they were getting into it.
Yeah.
But you got to have an offensive coordinator that's going to have...
Who is their OC?
Arthur Smith. That's kind of the funny part of it.
Oh, my goodness.
He's so generic.
They're going to move forward with Aaron Rodgers.
Archaic, generic.
Good luck with that.
Stuck in the 1980s offensive coordinator in the league.
But that also, like, they're going to be a team that their philosophy is going to be run the ball, play good defense, have a chance late, and hope Aaron Rodgers has some action.
And lose in the first round of the playoffs.
That would be a win for them.
Yeah.
If they go to the playoffs, that's a major win for them. Don't sleep on the fact that they signed Robert Woods, by the way. Let's not sleep on Robert Woods.
Oh, sorry, I forgot about
Bobby Trees.
Yeah.
Rodgers had a better year than Yar, like, letting on last year. Almost 3,900 yards, 28 touchdowns, 11 picks. Like, we act like Rodgers was washed last year. Give me a quarterback that's throwing for 3,900 yards, 28 touchdowns, 11 picks. That's an upgrade to Russ. Upgrade to Russ.
I'd like to see his numbers broken down pre-Devontae and after Devontae. Like, I don't – like, I mean, Joel –
I mean, he had some big games before Devontae.
Rodgers just has such a track record of only trusting, like, X amount of wide receivers and getting mad and furious at everyone else.
And the Jets
and
let him bring in all of his
right,
X receivers.
Lazard and Cobb. Like, I mean, he's done this now multiple times. I don't know. Like, I mean, I like DK Metcalf, just the rest of that wide receiver room. Mm-hmm. One, aren't that talented, and the two aren't guys that he's used to working with.
And running the ball kind of letting the defense win you football games mentality has to be run with a good offensive line and decent running backs. It remains to be seen.
I think their running backs are fine. I don't think that they're great.
Jalen Warren's not bad.
Jalen Warren's not bad. And I mean, Caleb Johnson, I think he has a chance to be really good.
Okay, but then also the line has to be good.
Sure, of course. Yeah, it does. I just feel like you're being a little disrespectful to one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time.
Well, I enjoy being disrespectful.
I've been getting Aaron Rodgers for free in my best ball drafts. I've been stacking with DK Metcalf, so I love this news.
Oh, you were jumping ahead of the news. Yeah.
Yeah, I was drafting Aaron Rodgers in the 18th round. Anytime I drafted DK Metcalf, getting a free stack. Love this news. Love the Anthony Richardson news, too. Really helps me out from a fantasy perspective. All right, who is the quarterback that is getting major love without ever playing a snap? 713-780-3776. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Want a new way to explore Houston with your spouse? Power On e-bikes has helped hundreds of couples fall in love with riding again. Our expert team will fit both of you for the perfect bikes. No self-assembly, no guesswork, and with our new white glove delivery service, we'll even bring your bike straight to your door, fully assembled and ready to ride. Visit poweronebikes.com today and start your new adventure together. That's poweronebikes.com. Power On e-bikes. Ride together, smile forever.
My name is John Clay Wolf. I'm the founder of GimmeTheVIN.com. Every month, for the next 10 months, everyone that sells us their car to GimmeTheVIN.com will get put in a drawing for a $25,000 winner. We're going to pull one of you out of a hat, and somebody's going to win 25 grand. So we're paying more, and you might win 25 grand. GiveMeTheVIN.com. They don't call us America's Best Car Buyer for nothing.
No purchase necessary. For official rules, go to GiveMeTheVIN.com.
Sell us your car. GiveMeTheVIN.com. So easy you can do it in your underwear.
Hey, guys, go yard all baseball season long with Underdog Fantasy's Pick'em Game. Lance Zierlein here. Underdog has been awesome to play the last 3 years that I've been doing it. It's been incredible. The website is great, but the app is fantastic. The user interface is easy to use. And, you know, what you're doing is taking your baseball knowledge and you are using it to make money. What we're going to do is we're going to analyze the games. We're going to look at the statistics they offer on Underdog Fantasy and then go higher or lower on those statistics. You pick two, three, four, five different players, and you could win up to 1,000 times your original play with as little as $1 being played. It's that simple. Now, you got to download the app and use promo code Lance to unlock a special offer of up to $1,000 in bonus cash when you make your first deposit. That's promo code Lance. Let's make money this baseball season going higher or lower on statistics. You must be 18 or older and present in the state of Texas. Terms apply. See Underdog Fantasy for complete details. Start with your play, call 800-GAMBLER or go to ncpgambling.org.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
I want to learn how to cook, but I keep ordering takeout.
Accomplishing goals is hard, but when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel will help you start having conversations in as little as 3 weeks. Words and phrases you'll actually use. So when someone asks,
"How's your French going?"
you can say,
"Babbel facilite grandement l'apprentissage d'une nouvelle langue."
Now save up to 50% on your Babbel subscription at Babbel.com. That's BABBEL.com.
Subscribe to ESPN Houston for free on YouTube. You found the Killer Bees live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Killer Bees, ESPN 92.5, 713-780-3776. We're going to be out at the Kiva Boardwalk tomorrow with our summer circuit. Join us every week as we visit different spots all over the greater Houston area. Each week, you can register to win our grand prize of the summer, a pair for you and the missus of brand new e-bikes from Power On Electric Bicycle Company, $4,000 value. For registration, stop by the promo table at the broadcast. This week we'll be hanging out at the Galaxy Adventure Party Room at the Kima Boardwalk. So come on out, join us from noon to 6, Kima Boardwalk. Head over to ESPN975.com for the entire summer circuit schedule. You know, if Josh Hader won this, he'd probably give his second bike to Brian King.
Are you videoing me? I did not see the commercial last night.
I didn't either. No, it wasn't on there last night. I'm with you. No, I didn't find it because it wasn't. I don't think they played it last night.
Maybe they got feedback.
They have rotators, perhaps.
Or they got some feedback.
That'd be too quick, I think, because they were already on the air whenever we were talking about it.
But I'm saying, I think viewers.
I mean, it's been they've done it all year.
I've seen a lot of their promos. They did the one on.
Our Texans were talking about it the other day. I mean, it's real.
I was thinking it's a new one, though. Is what I'm saying.
I don't know. Because maybe replace the Taylor Scott one.
And the one about the new third base coach that everybody was propping up, Tony Paris Chica.
They do the one with Christian Walker a lot, where the Paris Chica's on. They do that one a lot. You know the other one they do a lot? It's the Samson one. They do the Samson the one a one. Lot.
Yep.
So much they do that one. That's funny. We watch a lot of Astro baseball.
We kind of have to.
713. Would you watch it if you didn't have to?
I would, yeah. I told you, I was watching them when they were losing 100 games.
Offensive line was hurt. Will Frazier is a stud. Their first-round offensive tackle will be back. Running back will be better. That's from Steeler fan.
I think it's Aaron.
He's just too laid back and old, says a texter about Rodgers. Aaron, Wash, Tomlin, they're not making the playoffs. Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't put them as a playoff team, but they're way more entertaining.
See, the thing is, too, Tomlin's playoff team, I think they'll always be there. They'll be
in the hunt.
Yeah, it'll be in the hunt because of Tomlin. The personality thing is going to be really interesting to watch between Smith, Tomlin, and Rodgers.
So fun.
Yeah, because this ain't even a Robert Saleh first go-round type thing. This is going to be a power struggle, really butting of the heads. They're going to have some moments.
What if they just get along swimmingly and like they respect each other so much? Will you recant? Will you show some love for Aaron?
Well, if he plays well, I'll give him his props. Look, I've already told you that I think.
What if he's on his best behavior? Never gets into a fight.
He doesn't get into fights.
You know what I mean? Like a tiff, like a sideline tiff, not a fight, like a sideline tiff. His teammates love him.
Some.
Every teammate I've ever heard talk about him love him.
That's right, because the ones that talk positively about him talk, and the other ones just choose to turn the other cheek. I've heard a lot about other guys in the locker room with him.
Fair enough. He's a weird dude. If I sleep wrong, my shoulder has soreness. You and me both, brother. All right, here's the quarterback that's getting so much love. Do you want to? You already know. This quarterback's getting a lot of love. A lot of love without ever playing a snap. If you're listening at home, play along. Here was Craig Kilborn, who apparently
he's still in. I thought he got out of sports.
First time I've seen Craig Kilborn in like 10 years. He was doing his late show, but that's been long gone.
They said he never wanted to be in sports, but SportsCenter gave him his first opportunity. He was looking for the first chance to get out, and then he went into entertainment news.
Well, no, okay, yeah. And then remember he had his late,
right.
It was a late, late show. Did you ever watch his late, late show?
No.
I used to watch it every night. I watched Craig Kilborn's late, late show every night.
He wasn't bad on SportsCenter. He had some pretty good catchphrases.
Oh, I love Kilborn. I'm a huge Craig Kilborn guy. He's one of my favorite.
He didn't do the you're not good.
I don't remember his catchphrases.
He had a couple of them.
But I remember his late, late show. His the intro song was Play That Funky Music, White Boy, for Craig Kilborn. But anyways, Craig Kilborn, I guess he's a
wild
Vikings
cheer.
Fan. What?
That's wild cheer.
Look at you showing off. Yeah. Look at you showing off. Anyways, here was Kilborn with a hot take about J.J. McCarthy.
So this is the hot take. And this is interesting because I've thought about the top five quarterbacks, the guys I like. I don't know if I've thought about the top 10 or top 15, so I'm curious where this guy ranks. But my hot take is, ladies and gentlemen, J.J. McCarthy will be a better pro than John Elway.
Come on, man.
Play that funky music, white
that
boy.
That belongs up there with Sarge and some of the more ridiculous things
I've
heard.
We can't call it a bad take yet.
No, I said ridiculous.
And why are you taking cheap shots at Sarge? He's just reporting something that a source told him. You don't need to take cheap shots at
another
Sarge.
Podcast,
that's
likely.
That's tough to say. Cheap shots at Sarge.
Hashtag Sarge.
I want to say Starge. Cheap shots at Sarge. Don't take cheap shots at Sarge. He's just reporting what a source said. Catching strays from Brian. What have you ever broke?
Nothing. I don't claim to have sources.
Have you ever interviewed Cal McNair? Put a little respect on his name.
I have no. I've never got any tidbits like this.
Good. You having a little party?
I love Cal
Jumanji
so much.
Was one of his big ones. Anytime someone Sarge? Made like hit a home, no, Craig Kilborn.
Jumanji, I remember that.
Yeah,
he would yell it really
just
loud.
Yell it really Jumanji! Loud. Yeah, the home run and the 3-2 pitch. Jumanji.
That's right. I do remember that now. I would have never remembered that, but I do have that recollection.
No, that dates it a bit.
That was back when SportsCenter was the best, man. It was early days. Dan Patrick Keith, and Overman. Yep. Overman's falling off the rocker. Kilborn was
Eisen
great.
And Stuart Scott were together.
Were they the second wave though, or were they there right away?
Who was with Stu?
Rich Eisen and Stuart Scott was the pairing I remember. Yeah, that would be more mid-90s.
Yeah, that was probably the second wave. I think Kilborn was like the first wave. But, I mean, obviously they were very good.
Wasn't Patrick with someone before Oberman, too, that was really good?
Well, he was with Kenny Mayne afterwards, I think.
I remember they called Patrick and Oberman the big show, right?
Mm-hmm.
Welcome
Maybe.
To the big
yeah,
show.
I don't remember.
Yeah, it was the one at 5.
I used to drive A.J. Hoffman with that.
The big show?
I used to call our show the big show just because A.J. hated it.
He would get annoyed by that?
Oh,
what a
God,
weird
because,
thing to get annoyed
oh
about.
Oh, my God. It drove him crazy.
Welcome to the big show. Yeah. I think that's what they called themselves. I think it was Dan Pat and I think Dan led with that. Welcome to the big show. But, so Kilborn says that J.J. McCarthy is going to be better than John Elway.
That's crazy.
Maybe you're driving a golf cart.
Ooh. Low blow.
Too soon?
Jumanji!
Is that too soon?
Yes.
I mean, it's been a month.
The guy died.
Did you know Johnny Bananas was on the cart?
I'm not following.
The reality star?
I'm dead serious. That's a real My wife told me that.
That's I know, but I'm not following the face he made.
No, I'm dead serious. No, I shouldn't have said dead serious.
Yes, he did. Now he's on another roll like he got on with Willie.
No, Johnny Bananas was on the Elway. I didn't say that,
but that's what I meant.
I promise you. I promise you. Johnny Bananas, Elway golf cart. My wife told me about it when I got home the other day. His real name, Johnny DeVanzio? I never knew his last name, but whatever. He was a passenger on a golf cart with John Elway and Jeff Spurbeck during the fatal accident. Like, it's a really weird pairing, right? Like, why is Johnny Bananas hanging out with John Elway and John Elway's, like, business partner? But, yeah, Johnny Bananas was on the golf cart that John Elway was driving that crashed that killed Jeff Spurbeck. That's 100% fact.
And Johnny Bananas
kidding.
Survived.
Yeah, everybody else survived except for Spurbeck. I don't know what Johnny Bananas is hanging out with Elway and Spurbeck, but he was. It's
a
weird
pairing.
He had a
pack of cigs. Elway's in.
Oh, really? He's a big smoker? Yeah, it looks like it. Looks like it. But anyways, so J.J. McCarthy will be a better quarterback than John Elway, says Craig Kilborn. Justin Jefferson says that when he watches J.J. McCarthy, he sees Joe Burrow in him. So Craig Kilborn's calling him better than John Elway. Justin Jefferson is saying he sees Joe Burrow in him. And then Harrison Phillips, who's also a Viking, he says when he watches J.J. McCarthy, he sees Josh Allen. So this dude who's never played a snap in the NFL is being compared to Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, and will be greater than John Elway. It's like Sid Finch, this guy.
This is a guy that barely threw it around at Michigan.
I was about to say, he attempted five
passes.
You want
to talk about last eight games? Let's go look at those last eight games in Michigan. He wasn't throwing it around the field or look. Oh, man.
And look, I'm not saying that McCarthy is going to be like, I don't know what McCarthy is going to be. Like, he redshirted last year with the injury. He wasn't asked to do a whole lot at Michigan. It was good. Like, he was good at Michigan, but wasn't asked to do a whole lot. Like, I'm not saying that McCarthy is going to be a bum. Like, maybe this will be true.
There's potential.
But it is crazy that a guy who didn't play in his first year in the NFL, that was the 10th pick of the draft, is drawing comparisons to Allen, Burrow, and play that funky music white boy saying he's going to be better than Elway.
But that's
this is incredibly
like, how
lofty.
How do you know if you haven't seen him? You haven't seen him do those kind of things, throw it like that to
you
be able to say. And he didn't do
five
it.
Five times a game.
Yeah. Like, how
I mean,
can you
Elway
make that
is
the Justin Jefferson, I get. He's going to pump up his quarterback, and he's seen him throw. The
a
two
Hall
Vikings
famer.
Guys, but come on.
Two Super Bowls, top five-ish quarterback of all time.
That's, I mean, what if he becomes this? I mean, the legend of J.J. McCarthy is so big, and he has never played a snap in the NFL. And he wasn't a number one pick. Like, sometimes when you're the number one pick, you get this big legend, right? Like,
sure.
Caleb Williams, generational. He's going to be better than Mahomes. I would blow my year to, you know, tank for Caleb Williams. Or like Andrew Luck, suck for Luck. Like, you get amazing legend from top picks of the draft. I've never seen amazing legend for a number 10 pick in the draft without ever playing in the NFL.
Well, that's the thing.
Like, eventually, I mean, sure.
Yeah, like Brady from the, what was it, sixth round?
Yeah, but I mean, he had to play a lot.
Yeah.
Like, when have you ever seen this amazing legend from a number 10 pick that has never played a snap in the NFL?
I mean,
this is unheard of.
You saw it in Will Levis.
No.
I kid.
That was before the draft.
And you saw him play a lot.
No, but no one ever said he's Josh Allen, no. Joe Burrow, and he's going to be better than John Elway. Come on.
Only
like,
one
who
example
are we missing
comes to mind.
Who?
I was about to say, only one example comes to mind. This was when I was at the highway to hell.
Deshaun Watson.
Yes. Dabo
Michael
Sweeney
Jordan.
Came on the air and called Deshaun
the
Watson
yep.
the Michael Jordan of football.
That.
Yeah. So that's
yeah.
pretty high praise.
So he, yeah, that's, but like no one else was saying that was one isolated person.
Fair.
That was one isolated person.
Not three. Yeah.
It wasn't three. It wasn't a SportsCenter legend. The second best receiver currently in the NFL and Harrison Phillips, who have put high praise. We have Elway praise. We have Joe Burrow praise. We have Josh Allen praise. All those, you know what you get whenever you put John Elway, Joe Burrow, and Josh Allen in a big jug
blender
and mix it all up? You get J.J. McCarthy.
I mean, look, it better be for their sake. Because they moved on from a guy that had one hell of a regular season until the very end. And they've got all the tools, and they've given him every – it's kind of like Caleb Williams, only more so that they're giving him all the weapons, and they're giving him an offensive line, and they've got a decent running game. But if they don't have quarterback play, they're not going to come close to what they did last year when it was a guy that they easily moved on from.
Yeah. Now, like, see, that to me can be, like, a valid thing. Like, do you think he'll be better than Sam Darnold?
Year one, I don't.
See, I think he can be. Sam Darnold kind of faded a little
now,
bit.
It's kind of like the conversation we had about Steelers, though. They're going to have to do ball control. They're going to have to really keep him out of his own way.
Not if he's better than John Elway. Yeah, okay. But I don't think
how was John Elway as a rookie? He still made a lot of mistakes.
They can't do ball control, though, when you have Justin Jefferson.
No, or Addison, or the other guys that they have. And they got a – what's his name at tight end?
Hockenson. Yeah, they're built for a passing attack.
Aaron Jones, who catches balls out of the backfield.
Like, I like their team. Their defense is good. Obviously, they have John Gernard there who, you know, is very, very good. They're built to pass the ball, though.
Yeah.
They're built to pass the ball. I'm excited to see what they look like. I can't wait for the NFL. Like, you have so many great storylines. Like, two today that have been built. You have the Rodgers and Pittsburgh storyline. You have the McCarthy and Viking. Like, is Daniel Jones?
National TV wants a do-over right now.
Man, like, this is going to be so much fun.
Because week one we get Steelers and Jets, right?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
You get Rodgers versus Fields.
And by the way, the Steelers do face the Packers this year.
Oh, I'm aware. Because it's already been a chatterbox back home about if he does sign with the Steelers.
Didn't he like allude to that on an Ask Me Anything Reddit?
That was playing the Bears, yeah.
Was it an Ask Me Anything Reddit?
It was an actual appearance, like an in-person appearance somewhere.
Q&A.
And someone asked him if he'd ever play for it was the Saints. And he said, no, but I'll play someone on their schedule. I can't remember exactly.
No, they asked him if he would ever play for the Bears.
Was that it? Okay.
Would you ever play for the Bears? No, but I'll play somebody that's on their schedule. I'll play with somebody that's on their schedule. Craig Kilborn's ESPN catchphrase, resourceful. Remember that one?
No.
Someone texted it in. He would always say, like, great play. That's resourceful.
I do remember him when guys made good plays in the field in baseball with the he'd flash the leather.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's where I picked that up from.
Uh-huh.
I like that phrase. That was a good phrase, too, from Kilborn. Israel loving this convo about McCarthy. Keyboard cat for Craig. Did you ever watch the Late Late Show with Craig Kilborn, or is that just me? Mm-mm. He had the keyboard cat, which, of course, Jong made that popular on the Blitz, the keyboard cat. But that was a Craig Kilborn thing, the keyboard cat. Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. Well, you never watched the show.
Right. But, I mean, I liked Craig Kilborn on SportsCenter. I think I probably tried to watch the show, but I couldn't. I just couldn't. When he got out of sports, I was not a fan.
Regards to McCarthy, is this the same guy Michigan didn't trust to throw? I wouldn't say they didn't trust to throw. They had a heavy running attack, and they were really good at the running attack.
For facts.
At least they're not comparing JJ to Doink or Dak. I think Dak's a little underrated, actually. Craig, I kind of like Dak.
One of his most famous phrases, other than the two we mentioned, is he eyes it, he buys it.
I don't remember that one.
I don't either.
I don't remember that one. Where are you at on Dak?
Where am I at on Dak and what he's going to do this year?
Oh, this is a bad take here. Yeah.
Look, I mean, he's got a lot of talent to work with, I think, from a receiver perspective, but top 15?
Yeah, that's about where I have him. Yeah. But people talk about him like he's a bum, like he's a bottom 10.
Oh, he's top 15, but he's not top 10 anymore.
Their offense is going to be interesting. Like, you have Dak, you have CD, you traded for George Pickens.
Mm-hmm.
I think Jake Ferguson's an underrated tight end, and they don't believe in running backs.
No, clearly. Javonte Williams is their answer.
Second year in a row where they're like, yeah, running backs, we don't need those. Yeah, they don't need running backs.
They let, what's his name, who rushed for 1,000 yards last year, take off to Carolina.
Yep, and he's a backup there.
Yeah, I know.
He's a backup there.
Rico
like,
Dattle.
I kind of like Dattle. They did the same thing with Pollard. Like, yeah. I kind of like the running backs. I like Dattle a bit. I like Pollard a bit. And like, no, we're good. We don't need running back. Like, they're gonna roll the dice with Javonte Williams, Jaden Blue, and Miles Sanders. That's their running back.
Good luck.
They just don't believe in running back. They don't believe in the value of the position.
Phil Burns from the Zeke situation, right?
Maybe, but they brought Zeke back.
Yeah, but on a much different deal.
I think their philosophy is we're going to throw the ball 35 times a game. We're going to throw, and there's numbers that back that up.
But that's where Dak was really good. Too,
I think they led the league
around the yard.
I think they led the league in pass attempts last year.
That's just not what we've seen from Brian Schottenheimer offenses. But I mean, he was playing for conservative coaches like Pete Carroll, or coaching for conservative coaches like Pete Carroll. But
we got some bad. bad takes the last 2 minutes. Dak is top five.
No.
Give him Burrow's weapons, and he puts up 45-8. Okay, that's a bit much. I mean, CeeDee Lamb is a stud, man. Like, what do you mean? Like, Burrow does have better weapons because he has Chase, and Chase is the best receiver in the NFL, and T. Higgins is very, very good. But let's not sleep on CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee Lamb's a top five receiver.
No doubt.
I'd put him third.
Maybe third.
I'd put him third behind Jefferson and Chase.
He's top five, and he ain't five.
Yeah.
CeeDee Lamb, as the kids say. So let's not act like Dak doesn't have weapons. And top five is too lofty for Dak. I like Dak. Texture, Craig Kilborn was cringe. Ferguson was much better. I didn't like Ferguson. Did you ever watch the Ferguson lately?
A little bit,
I thought so, too.
He was really creepy. Like, it's one thing to, like, flirt a little bit with the female guest, but he was, like, really creepy.
Maybe that was, like, his European-style thing, but he kind of gave me – you know who he gave me vibes of? He gave me vibes of that old Family Feud host who would kiss
Richard Dawson?
Yeah, he'd kiss all the women?
Yeah.
Like, he reminded me of Richard Dawson, the Ferguson. I didn't like Ferguson. I stopped watching that show when – he took over.
Yeah, he was definitely creepy and cringy with the females, and then he just didn't he was kind of a dead personality. There wasn't like a really late night you got to have some energy.
He was very much British.
He was just very laid back, very slow. I was like, man, I'll fall asleep to this in 5 minutes.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of his. Who was your favorite late night host ever?
Dave.
Same.
Letterman was good. My favorite ever was before he got too big, Conan O'Brien. Conan O'Brien, before he took over for Leno, was the best.
He was
great.
Once
he took over for Leno, I was kind of, whatever. And I didn't like the one that he did on TBS. But the late with Conan O'Brien was he was by far the best, I thought.
Yeah, he had a very cult following, too. A lot of people love Conan.
Mm-hmm.
I was always a Dave Letterman guy.
Letterman was good. Texture, my wife refers to this show as my trash radio and compares y'all to the D from Parks and Rec. I have defended your honor with my life. Keep up the great work, gentlemen. How are we trash radio?
That crazy Ira in the D?
What do you mean we're trash radio?
I mean, the reference there is very much like Morning Zoo type radio, which I would not call us.
Who said it and giving us someone's quote for the week.
What do you mean we're not trash radio? Somebody said Leno.
Oh, I didn't like Jay. Not a Jay fan.
Outside of the obvious top five. He had a big chin. What do you think happened to Jay when he got beat up the other day? Remember, like, 6 months ago?
Is that the one where they're questioning whether he fell down that hill?
He said he fell down. People were saying that he owes money to collectors.
He's got all those cars and everything, too, and he's not making the coin he was.
I know. It's weird. Outside of the obvious top five quarterback, what other quarterbacks you have over Dak? He's top 10 or 11. We'll talk about that later. 2 years ago, people were saying CeeDee wasn't a true number one. Well, those people are idiots. CeeDee's awesome. I love CeeDee Lamb. He's from Houston, CeeDee Lamb. Yes.
Yes, he is. So is Waddle, right?
Somewhere in the, wasn't it, like, out, where was he from? I think it was, like, Rosenberg, maybe? Richmond? I want to say he was out there. Anyway, 713-780-ESPN. Let's get to the car wreck of the day. Astros are in some rain in Pittsburgh. The car wreck of the day coming up next. It is the Bees, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to the Killer Bees with Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios.
Worst ever, Stephen Colbert. He's a POS.
Oh, wow.
That's a texter. I never really saw the appeal of Colbert. Conan, especially when he had Triumph, the insult comic dog.
Yep.
The Hive needs Triumph as a guest. Triumph was awesome. Who was Andy Richter? Remember he had Andy Richter as like his...
his Ed McMahon.
Yeah. Andy Richter is low-key funny. Ocho, the Arsenio Hall show was must-see for me. That was a little before my time. What'd you think of Arsenio? Really? What do you do?
Macho Man as a guest on all the time like that.
Did he?
He and Magic had some time.
Who?
He and Magic Johnson.
Oh, that's right. I do remember watching some highlights of that. As much as professional sports tickets and merchandise are there, should never be rainouts. What are you going to do? What are you going
to
do?
Are you going to yell at the clouds? Yeah. Tell them to stop?
Should they all have domes? That might be the take, but... Astros in a rain delay. Guess when the Astros will get the... When's your guess on first pitch of the Astros game tonight?
9:05.
You're going to go 9:05 Central? Oh, wow. I'm going 8:11. Looking at the radar, I'm going 8:11.
It doesn't look good.
No. Looks like some light rain. I wonder if they'll start it in light rain.
I told you in the break. The forecast says light rain with eventually a thunderstorm.
I looked at the radar, though.
Saw it.
Chandler Rome said neither starter started to get loose, which is good. I don't like getting my guy up and then sitting him down. And Fromber, you hear the music pitching tonight, which is very unfair, this song for Fromber.
Lately, right.
Should we retire it?
I mean,
going good, why would you get rid of him?
We also need songs for the new guys. We don't have songs for any of the new guys.
Defending his song. I don't know why he said lately, though. The dude had the quality start this year, right? He had the quality start record 2 years ago. Why is he up and down?
Because it worked when we did it.
Why did you go with up and down to begin with?
Because at the time, this song goes back several years in terms of his up and downness.
Yeah. What do you think from Fromber tonight?
If he pitches, I'll go 6-1.
Okay. Yeah, I'll take it. I'll take that.
Against the Pirates, he should.
Shouldn't. I'll take it. All right, let's get to car wreck of the day. That was abrupt. Anyone already mentioned Jimmy Fallon? I think he's awesome.
Hey. You all right?
My leg is broken. The bone's coming through.
You prick! Where's my money?
This is the car wreck of the day.
We hang on to him for other reasons than money?
Yeah. No, than ratings. His ratings have been way down, but because he's from Saturday Night Live and the other things they like to do with him, that they keep him.
Yeah. He was saying, I didn't want to go there. All right, car wreck of the day, what you got?
Let's see. My first one is Wayne Gretzky on the NHL Stanley Cup telecast last night. Did not know Chapel Roan or the song Pink Pony Club.
One of the fans had Dreisaitl's head superimposed on the Pink Pony Club. I don't know how the song came to be. It's kind of like Jobu, where it's maybe...
Oh, is that right?
Kind of a secret inside the locker room. Yeah. I don't know how the whole thing sparked and began, but they seem to be rallying around it and enjoying it.
But no one's giving details.
Nobody yet. That's why I was trying to ask a few questions about it.
Pink Pony, is that a band or is that a song?
It's a woman. She sings a song, Pink Pony Club, and it's famous. It's on the radio.
Canadian? American?
I think it's an American girl, but all of a sudden it popped off. I believe she won a few Grammys, and now they're rocking it in the locker room, so I'm
Pink
curious.
Pony.
Pink Pony. It's the new generation, Wayne.
I gotta get that. My ringtone.
I mean, out front, I wouldn't know this.
You don't? Brian, do you?
Yeah, I've heard the song.
Yeah. My obviously with daughters. They listen to.
Is this new?
No, she's been around for a year and a half or so.
Yeah, she was the other analyst was right that she won a couple Grammys and she does the whole.
I think you've heard the song, Jeremy. It's pretty fun. I first saw it on SNL, and I know you watch SNL, so.
Yeah, but I fast forward through the musical.
Okay, fair.
I've heard the song.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't, if you had just told me Chappelle Roan and Pink Pony Club, I would not have.
Chappelle. Chapel Roan. It's not Dave Chappelle.
See, I wouldn't have known. I mean, the great one in Branham, two peas in a pod. What else you got?
I'll leave it there.
Kennedy, Najari Kennedy for throwing the 3-0 intentional ball four, throwing it right down the middle of the play. Texas with a 2-RBI single.
Texas is back, folks.
I'm so rooting for Texas Tech, specifically for that drop. I never want to hear that drop again.
AJ will be on the show the next
Texas
couple days.
Texas is back.
Oh, that was John Gruden,
John
though.
Gruden. Yeah, it was John Gruden. Okay, you beat me too.
What are you nominating? Actually, I got more than that. I got Dave Portnoy.
Oh,
talking
yeah.
down on his employee.
That back and forth was crazy.
Yeah.
Cringe. Greg Hardy, who was arrested for assaulting a family member.
Greg Hardy with assault?
Yeah. Again.
Go figure.
Mario on the Twitch wants to nominate the Killer Bee Curse, and Alex wants to nominate that texter's wife for Samer Trash Radio. All right, what do you got?
Astros offense.
All right, what wins?
Texas Tech pitcher?
How about Portnoy?
Portnoy wins.
That does it for us. Thanks to Brian for the hard work. He's Blank. I'm Branham. We'll be out at Kima tomorrow. NBA Finals Game 1 coming up next on ESPN 97.5. Goodbye.
ESPN 97.5.